Sorry, I was just thinking about your scrapbooks.
Yes, yeah.
And I've done a search on the internet, and both FedEx and UPS can deliver to Australia, and I can pay it at this end.
Oh, it'll cost you a fortune.
Well, it won't be too much. I suppose it just depends on what they weigh.
Oh, my God, they're like a ton of bricks. Well, you know, I mean, you know, after all, paper is from wood.
Mm.
And these are, I mean, I've got scrapbooks from, you know, every country that I worked in, you know. South America, and I've got, I think, two big ones from Australia. And they're like, oh, Joe, how big are those scrapbooks? About 18 inches by what?
About 18 by
10. No, not 10. No, not 10. They're not narrow. They're No, they're bigger than 12. Yeah, about 14. 14, but yeah, they're big. Yeah, and I've got, as I say, I've got this big, yeah. Especially
they're about 4 inches thick.
4 inches thick, yeah.
You know, they've got rates up to 10 kilograms or 20 kilograms or...
I don't know what kilograms are.
Or multiplied by 2 for pounds. They can use a forklift if
forklift?
They have to.
Forklift? No, you don't need a forklift.
Oh, well, they have rates for forklifts too. So if you wanted to send them, either FedEx or UPS would be okay.
I was going to send you, I have an album... But you know, you would have to send me back because
Well,
Joe is saying they're too precious.
I'd certainly send them back.
You send them, you get lost in the mail. Thing is, you know, there's no price that you know you can put on
those
special memories because you know the I have my little personal albums and those I think are about what. 12 by 14, and, you know, there's a lot of snaps that my husband took and things like that, which are kind of nice.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and if I took, you know, I can take them out of the binders and they wouldn't be that heavy. I just would hate them to get lost. Oh, you know that night that I was writing the letter?
Yes.
It was funny because I had on a shopping channel, you know, like... It was background, you know, and as I was writing that, I didn't know how to get the negatives, you know, I look at the negative and you can't, you know, hard to make out where they were and what we know.
Yes.
And they're not all black and white, they're all color, my negatives.
Well, that's cool.
And, yeah, and at that moment that came up, I was writing that, they brought on this, thing where you can, you know, view your negatives and it prints them or something like that. Anyway, and then about an hour or so later, another one came on. So anyway, I finished up, I ordered them, and I got both of them, but you have to have a computer.
Oh, yes.
I have to hook it up to a computer. So I'm back to square one. So I've got now two negative viewers. But nothing to be...